when you wrote the book, and this is in the 1950s, why the title? Does the title relate to the temperature at Book's Burn? Can you talk about the title of the book, how you came up with it, how you discovered that title?
Well, when I wrote Fahrenheit 451, I had no title originally. I wrote a short story called Burning Bright about book burning in the future. It was published in the magazine a couple of years back in 1948, I believe. And then I wrote a novella, which is called The Fireman, which was in Galaxy magazine in February 1951. And then Ballantyne came along and said, can you make the novel longer? Can you double its length? And I said, yes, I can, because there's a lot I haven't said. So I wrote another 25,000 words, had a 50,000-word novel, which is still quite short. But I had no title that I really cared about. And I called UCLA, the chemistry department, and I said, what temperature do books burn at? They didn't know, book paper. I called SC, and they put me in the physics department. And I said, at what temperature does book paper catch fire? They didn't know. I said, dummy, call the fire department. So I called downtown to the fire chief in downtown L.A., and he came on the phone, and he said, oh, that's very interesting. He said, just a moment. So he went and checked some figures, and he came back. He said, book paper catches fire at 451 Fahrenheit. I said, wonderful. I turned it around, Fahrenheit 451, and I had my title. Now, wouldn't it be awful if we went back and discovered he had made a mistake, and it really wasn't that at all. It was 392, but it's too late now, and we've got the title.
Check your sources. Mr. B, can you say you wrote the first version of the story, 48, 47, 49, you're coming. The political situation that inspired, that, can you set this political situation, the social situation you're in West Los Angeles writing this book?
It was not so much the social situation, because the McCarthy period hadn't begun. It was beginning to manifest itself because Harry Truman put together the Un-American Activities Committee. He had a lot to answer for because he didn't ride herd on it enough, and it got out of hand. And there was another senator who was in charge, whose name is escaping me at the moment. But when he retired, McCarthy took over a couple of years later. So this book was written before McCarthy. But remembering Hitler's burning of the books in the streets of Berlin and rumors I had from Russia, how they were destroying books and authors there, the rumors came through, and we knew that we had been affiliated with a villain, and still were. The Berlin airlift was still ahead of us. And so when I sat down and wrote the book, it was also remembering the burning of the books in Alexandria, Egypt, 3,000 years before. I heard there were three burnings, two by accident and one on purpose. So when I thought of that, I'm such a library person, I wept in my soul, because all of my life, the library has been that important to me, and the people that live in there, not books, but people who live in there. So all of my favorite authors have been ghosts that haunted me through my childhood and spoke to me at night. And my dream always was one day to inhabit the shelves with them, to lean against L. Frank Baum and the Oz books, to be on the shelf above Edgar Allan Poe, and way down below there, Jules Verne and H.G. Wells. These were not books, they were people. And so anyone that touched those people was an enemy to me, and it was only natural that someday I would write Fahrenheit 451.
The concept of the fireman himself, you take this sacred American tradition, which you, as you write, goes back to Franklin, and of course they rewrite history in the book, and you talk about rewriting history, which was very prescient idea on your point, because then we see the Soviets did and the Chinese did, But you turn the idea of the fireman, which is the great symbol of American social help, volunteerism, going all the way back to Ben Franklin.
That's
so
right.
It's just not burning books. You take the fireman idea and turn it on its head. Can you talk about that?
It's hard for me to find the exact moment when I turned the firemen around. In other words, instead of putting out fires, starting them. I can't remember the day. I suppose it was remembering visiting the firehouse as a child with my father. We used to go down the beach, the Lake Michigan, when I was a kid. But we always stopped at the firehouse on the way down because all the firemen were friends of my father. So I'd go in and pet the Dalmatian, huh, and sit with the firemen, and then head down to the beach. So the firehouse was part of my background, and I suppose because of that, I got to thinking one day in the late 40s about the fact that we could prevent fires if we put together buildings that were fireproof. And once that happened, there would be no more fires. And then the next step was, well, my God, that firemen are out of work. And the next step is, what do we do with them? And then I said, oh, my God, we put them to work making fires, huh? Burning books. And that's when it happened. And it's one of the greatest ideas I ever had.